Starogard Gdański. The stars are born here. Local tourist organization Kociewie and Starogard Gdański City Office invite you to hear about one of the most recognizable landmarks of the city, the Gdańsk Fortified Tower. Dear listener, in the place where you are standing right now, already in the 12th century, there was a settlement near the Wiercza River. At the time when the land belonged to the Gdańsk and Pomeranian dukes, the coastal fortified tower was standing at today's number 3 Boczna Street. In 1305, these lands were under the rule of the Teutonic Knights. Merely half of the year was enough for them to change the wooden castle into a fortified stronghold. The former defensive walls consisted of 4 gates. One of them was the Gdańsk Gate, which our protagonists began to protect then. It was the most important element of the defense of the city, and its readiness to battle was entrusted to the Guild of Starogard Shoemakers, hence its other name that has endured to this day. Gdańsk Tower is also called Shoemaker's Tower, Baszta Szewska. In front of the Gdańsk Gate and Gdańsk Fortified Tower was a moat with a drawbridge, which helped the shoemakers defend the city. Over time, the bridge was transformed into a permanent one, at the beginning a wooden one, and then made of brick. The shoemakers and the castle authorities properly looked after the building entrusted to them. To prevent damage to the bridge, it was forbidden to pass through it at a gallop or even a trot. In the immediate vicinity of the gate and the Gdańsk Tower, it was not allowed to dispose waste or graze cattle and horses. Despite the care of managers and strategic importance of the object, this was unable to protect it from a few disasters. In the 15th and 18th centuries, the tower was consumed by fire. And in the first half of the 19th century, Prussian invaders finally destroyed the Gdańsk Gate. The Gdańsk Fortified Tower is a 4-story building made of brick. What makes it stand out from the neighboring houses with Gothic cellars is precisely the lack of such a cellar. The lowest windows, which are narrow arrow slits, underline its defensive character. Today, in the 21st century, you can, our dear guest, listen to the history of the monument and go ahead and look up. Formerly, you would have to look carefully under your feet, as the medieval streets were not paved. They were lined with wooden beams. The surface roughness was combined with the slipperiness of the material used, and the whole area was flowing with fresh rainwater and quite stale urban slop. Centuries ago, Starogard was also flowing with the blood of convicts. In the 16th century, the hut next to the tower was occupied by the city executioner. At the beginning of its existence, the city did not have such a full-time employee, and penalties were meted out by an executioner arriving from Gdańsk. But the one visiting would set off on the road to Starogard only to impose penalties that were final. The local one, in addition to the decapitation of convicts, more often whipped them and imposed fines. In his duties, he also had some very prosaic ones. He buried the hanged, cleaned latrines, and buried carcasses. In spite of appearances, this was a person duly respected and meticulously paid. For expulsion from the city, for beatings, for decapitations, for hangings, for breaking at the wheel, for torturing with pliers, for cutting off an ear, for branding or burning, as it was in the case of 4 women suspected of witchcraft in 1699 in nearby Spengovsk, and in 1702 in Starogard. What did the Gdańsk Tower serve for in times of peace? Most often, it was a prison. Teutonic, Prussian. If these times can be called peaceful times. During World War II, it was a Nazi torture chamber, where the Nazis perpetrated such atrocities that we will keep silent about to save our ears, dear listener. So history states. What about legends? Supposedly, Gdańsk's fortified tower is connected to the town hall at the Old Town Square by an underground corridor. You can also listen to short stories about the town hall and the Old Town Square, which were prepared for you by local tourist organization Kochevje and the Starogard Gdańsk City Office. Thank you for your attention, dear listener. And at the location of the former Gdańsk Gate, we invite you to visit our city.